Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Pro Savings Days at Lowe's. Get up to 35% off select major appliances and save an additional $1,000 when you buy four select LG major appliances. Plus, get a free DeWalt 20-volt max 5-amp-hour battery when you buy a select DeWalt 20-volt max tool. Get the job done for less at Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 9/26. Selection varies by location while supplies last. See associate or Lowe's.com for more details and qualifying items.
This is 93.7 The Ticket.
Look at me short. Look at me short. I'm the captain now.
Three-time national champion, Vershawn Jackson.
Oh, got a bunch all alone is Vershawn Jackson. And Vershawn, he'll get it to the 24-yard line.
Coming at you live from the Koppel Chevrolet GMC studios in the heart of Lincoln, America. On air and online at theticketfm.com. Presented by Wingstop. Here he is, Vershawn Jackson.
Sage roll.
I've been at you on my own for a long time. For a long, long time.
Okay. All right, y'all. Somebody tell me who that is, and I might. Well, no, I don't have it anymore, do I? I can give you a ticket to next year's first game.
There you go.
If you can tell me who that was, that was just. Who's that artist?
First home game.
First home game.
You're paying for somebody to go to Minneapolis.
Home game.
Home game.
Okay. Home game. Hey, listen, I got one of these moments. You know, the creepy laugh with it. Right, there you go.
Yeah.
Nate the Skate says this. And again, guys, I'm reporting the news. Man, the underlying BS. This is a slap in the face to every former player of color. I'm pro Mickey. I'm going to turn my shoulders away from the big red because the powers that be turn their backs on us. Mick was the first and last black coach at Nebraska. Trev didn't even go in the locker room. After the Iowa game?
Really? I don't know.
But was taking pictures with the governor? Really?
Well, he was there.
I mean, come on, man. Mick was making chicken salads out of chicken.
Bleep.
Recruiting his ass.
Bleep.
Take Mick's recruit Palmer out of the equation, and we don't win one game. Shaking my head.
Uh-oh.
Nate the Skate chiming in. A little upset. Mick didn't get the job. Somebody, like I said, tomorrow it's going to be pretty. It's going to be a crazy show.
That's the one question that's still kind of out there. What's the staff look like? And maybe more importantly to many of us around here is if Mickey Joseph is part of that. Again, I think Mickey's going to be – probably should be fielding calls around the nation as far as his desirability. So it might not just be up to Nebraska. They're going to have to pay a pretty penny, I think. But to me, that's the difference. If I look at Matt Rhule and his resume, which is program building 3 years down the line, we should be happy. But first year, that's part of what he is. The program builder is year one is a mess. And I think if you keep Mickey, what Mickey built toward the end of the season is sustainable to keep moving forward. And then the other part of it is just in general, think about it. I mean, if Mickey just was in the running as a head coach and he didn't get it, well, what's better than having one coach that you wanted? How about two?
That's true.
So
I think it's the best fit. It's the best thing that can happen to Nebraska is Mickey stay. I would think as maybe still have that head coach title, you know, assistant head coach, whatever, however they associate, blah, 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 receivers and recruiting coordinator.
Yeah.
You know, that gives us the best chance to win, I think. And you mix it with the discipline that Rule's going to bring. I think it could be a great combination. Now, with that being said, we got to see what's going to happen here at 1:30. But I'm going to read this. Tyler, stop it. Stop it, Tyler. Stop it. Okay? Not going to let you just be like trying to start some stuff, Tyler. You don't get a chance to start tough, Tyler. You don't get a chance to do it, Tyler. I do. See, I got the mic. Mr. Unbelievable says, fourth or fifth round. Hold your horses, VJ. Really? Mr. Unbelievable, you willing to bet 1,000 push-ups on that? I'm willing to put 1,000 push-ups that he goes at least third round.
Top three?
Oh, at least. Mm. You got to – The NFL doesn't work like that. The NFL looks at a guy and they say, if we put our NFL discipline in him, what could he be? And let me tell you, you get your hands on Trey Palmer. You got to think, Mickey took his hands off of him when he became the head coach. So remember, he dropped off a little bit. Then, you start seeing that type of stuff, I would imagine, you know, what he did the last couple of games. Yeah.
One of the best cornerbacks in the Big Ten held him to 1 yard. That's going to be something he's going to have to overcome. But I think he's got speed. Then you can't teach speed, so he's going to kind of learn the other things around it. But he'll definitely be a good prospect wherever he goes, and could be there's guys that make a lot of money just running the 9 route in the NFL.
Downtown Scott says, I can't call in. Got to keep a low profile at work. Is this Scott Frost? Listen, wherever you're working at, Scott, call me. We're going to say you're downtown, Scott. 2024 says, how did Saban and Meyer do in the NFL? Why are you guys asking the same dumb questions that you already know? Here's my thing. Listen, you know how Nick Saban did in the NFL. Wasn't very well, right? Mm-hmm. Meyer, same thing?
Well, worse. Yeah, way worse. Yeah.
I get the point. I get the point. I'm not even – let's throw out the NFL. Let's throw out Matt Rhule and his NFL career.
Yeah.
And just take Temple and Baylor.
Well, and that's the difference, too, between, people want to compare to former Husker hires and think, well, this reminds me of Bill Callahan. Bill Callahan was a failed NFL coach hire, but not – what wasn't on his resume was two successful stints in college as a head coach.
Listen.
So that's a big difference.
Success is defined on what you think success is. Is success going to a program for 3 years and leaving? Is that success?
If you go to Temple and get a Power 5 job after that, I think that's successful. If you go to Temple and
Baylor's
have them in
a
the
Power
top 25.
Five, kind of a Power 5 job?
It is a Power 5 job.
I guess you got a point there, yeah. Kind of. But still, though,
if you win,
you leave.
Go to the Sugar Bowl, that's successful.
What's to say? Yeah, but what's his record in the bowl games?
Well, his record just overall against the top competition is not great.
Well, I mean, that's all you can go off of is record, right?
Yeah.
I'm not saying the rebuilds that he did at that Temple, okay, great. The rebuilds that we did at Baylor, I'm not lessening that blow, okay? This rebuild is different than any of those other two rebuilds. You want me to tell you why? Mm. Temple, what conference did Temple play in?
The American.
What conference did Baylor play in?
The Big 12.
What conference are we in?
The Big Ten.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's the difference right there. Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, Fickell, Cincinnati Bearcats, who's done a great job with them over years with the Z. I'm just wondering. I think he's on schedule to get $6 million from Wisconsin.
Yeah.
Huh?
It's a lot less.
So, again, I'm not hating. I am congratulating. Because if you can come in and break the bank, more power to you, buddy. More power to you. But I got to ask the question. Is Rhule better than Fickell? Come on. Text lines open. 402-464-5685. Is Rhule a better coach than Fickell? We'll see, but I'm just asking. Just a question.
Yeah, and that's a tough call. But in my mind, again, when Nebraska shows me that money doesn't matter, I believe them. When they throw $7 million away, I believe them. So if Trev ultimately evaluated and said, oh, we can get Fickell for $6 million, but we can get Rhule for $9 million, I like Rhule even, you know, here's a few extra pros in my Matt Rhule rundown than there is in my Luke Fickell, then go with Matt Rhule. You don't need to be cheap in the hire. You don't need to try to get the best deal that contractually makes sense. You need to get Nebraska off the floor and back to national respectability. So sure. If you think that Matt Rhule has a better job to do that than Luke Fickell, even though Luke Fickell could save you some bucks, then go with Matt Rhule.
Yeah, I mean, that's what they win. DJ, come on, stop it. You guys got to stop it, okay? I don't mind reading your stuff, but you got to stop it, man. You know what I'm saying? DJ, nobody's saying that first part. I'm not even going to read it because why would we even think that about Trev? That's just stupid. That's just dumb. Not doing it, okay? It is what it is, man. Matt Rhule's the coach. Guess what? He's coaching the alma mater that I played for. Mm-hmm. So I'm behind him. But I am going to sit here, and you ain't heard me on radio. I wasn't on radio when Scott Frost got the job. Or I would have told you, if you want to go look and see what I think about Scott Frost and over 18, 19, and 20, go to my YouTube, Rashawn Jackson on YouTube, and that'll tell you everything you need to know. So, no, I think Trev is doing what Trev thinks is best for the University of Nebraska, period. Don't forget that. Trundle says this. Let's go off the $9 million thing. Trev isn't paying him that money to make a bowl in 1 year. He's paying him to rebuild our program. $9 million. It's mm-hmm. a lot of money.
It's a lot of money.
Yeah, right? It's a ton of money. But here in Nebraska, money is no option, baby.
Well, and it's the going rate now, too. I mean, it's going to continue to get bigger. Here in 5 years, if Matt Rhule's contract stays about what it is, it won't be top 10. Mm. You know, maybe in the next 2 years, because that's what Mel Tucker got. That's why he had to pay Mel Tucker to fend off new people that wanted him. Matt Rhule was like the top coach in free agency. That's not a sitting coach. So you're going to have to pay him. And we're all going to be in the Jimbo Fisher situation. There's going to be plenty of people that are in that.
We just teams jumped that are in it. We just jumped in that sweepstakes.
Could be. But, and so if you go 5-7 like Mel Tucker does, you know, that's part of it. It doesn't just the money you're paying doesn't mean that you're going to have a great team year in and year out, but you got to be up there for the ups and the downs.
Craig says this: VJ, you'll be 9-3 or 10-2 by opening weekend next year. You know you will. That's a lie. It's not happening, Craig.
You're not buying in this.
No, Craig. Get down, Craig. No, I'm not. Why?
Because we gotta hype
Sir,
up the fans.
Listen to me, okay? What I won't do is get talked off the ledge again, okay? To be positive. I'm going to call it like I see it.
The okay? Positivity's gone.
Get out of there. I'm calling it like I see it, period. Okay? This fluff year that we had, just think about what we've been through. Mm. We've been through a lot. You fired Scotty in the first three games. You hired Mickey, first black head coach ever in life of the history of my alma mater mm-hmm. in any sport.
Yeah.
Thought I was back to 1917. Yeah. Anyway, but I'm saying I'm excited. The future is bright in Lincoln. Guess what though? It can look so bright. You can win the press conferences. You can win all you want to. It's gonna begin and end with the fundamentals of football. And if Matt Rhule is a fundamentalist and a guy who is going to ride these guys like Bronco Billy? Well, I ain't about to knock him down. He ain't got here, but I got to call him. I don't know who Matt Rhule is. I'm not supposed to do my investigation on Matt Rhule and look at his numbers.
You're supposed to wave the red pom-poms.
Bruh, I'm not. Hmm. Nobody's getting the red pom-poms. Okay? Except for those guys that beat Iowa. Those guys that stuck together all this year, despite the adversity that they had to go through, because we thought it was smart to fire Scott Frost. Couldn't wait one more game and let him get his head knocked in by Oklahoma. Yeah. Send him home with a major headache. No, give him the $7 million and get him out of here. Now we're going to pay somebody $9 million. And all I'm just saying is the $9 million that we're going to pay the guy, better be worth. We better get our money's worth. We better get our money's. It doesn't matter who it is. We better get our money's worth, man. You're paying these coaches $9 million to do what? It better be rebuilding. You got a new facility to rebuild out of, mm-hmm. huh? All everything that he has set him up for this situation at Nebraska. Shouldn't be hard to recruit.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Pro Savings Days are back at Lowe's. My Lowe's Pro Rewards members save even more with limited-time doorbuster deals. Save $5 on 24-count Contractor's Choice 42-gallon trash bags, now just $14.78. Plus, get your choice select DeWalt Elite Series saw blades for $9.98. Not a Pro Rewards member? Join for free today at Lowe's. Valid through 9/17. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Like I said, Mickey is the key, yo. But it shouldn't be hard to recruit. I hope we retain Mickey, and I hope that we can turn this thing around, you know what I mean, before little Hot Wheels Jackson, who's getting ready to be zero, who's expected him in any day now, before he turns 18 and he comes out and we're looking for a school for him. But he's going to be a doctor, though.
We're
just going to go to school to go to school. Yeah, I don't know if we're going to do the football thing.
Yeah.
Because by then, who knows what it'd be going 18 – Can you imagine what's going to happen 18 years from now?
What football looks like?
Yeah. What
or anything looks like? Yeah.
But what do you think college football is going to look like 18 years from now?
Impossible to tell you.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. You know how many dips and curves? And anyway, let me get back to some of these messages. Boy, you guys are good. I love it. All right, here we go. 0758 says this. If Mickey is retained, feels really similar to Coach Gill sticking around with Callahan as a Nebraska man on the staff. Regardless of the staff, I'm for the boys. Go Big Red. I think Callahan parted ways with Coach Gill after 1 year he fired him. Or he resigned.
Well, Turner Gill kept moving up the ladder to get the Kansas job.
Well, no, he went to Buffalo first.
Right.
He got the Buffalo job, and then he went to Kansas.
2006.
Yeah, how long was he at Kansas? Anyway, that was before the money is all crazy, right? Let's see here. 9543 says, if Trey runs well at the combine, he for sure is a top 100 pick. I'm telling you. Trey's going to run a 4.2.
He's going to run well.
Do you think that Trey Palmer's getting ready to take off everything? He's going to take off for the next 2 months and not do anything before the draft? No, Trey Palmer's about to go get him a personal trainer. They're probably the best that money can buy because every agent in the business is looking for Trey Palmer, right? And Trey Palmer's going to put himself in the best position possible to be a first rounder. And if he runs well, if he tests well, I guarantee you that's exactly what's going to happen. So, anyway, Double Jeopardy says this. Why is no one talking about Matt's quote saying Frost had a good culture and worked hard?
Yeah.
Did you see that?
He's a little bit too complimentary of Frost, for my opinion.
None of that is true. Well, company guys, why is Matt Rhule saying Scott Frost built a good culture and worked hard? No way that is true. This is Double Jeopardy talking. Did you hear the Matt Rhule deal? What he's talking about right now, the complimentary. Did you hear that?
Huh.
Well, you might want to listen to that. Guys, go and listen. Do your homework.
I was looking up the top 100 for CBS Sports. They don't have him in there as of right now.
He'll be in there.
Because you've got pretty darn good wide receivers. It looks like this could be a little bit – need to be updated. But I'm interested. Yeah, I'm just interested to see where he goes. I'm not sure if it's necessarily top three rounds, but I don't think it'd be much past that if he drops.
6202 says, Bill Callahan took the Raiders to the Super Bowl. Excuse me, sir. No, he didn't. That was What's the coach that was at the Raiders? Just
Chucky.
What's his name?
John Gruden.
Chucky Gruden.
Yeah.
Was the head coach then, and that was his football team. And you remember, Mr. Callahan, if you go watch the documentary, there's a documentary about that with Jerry Rice and Tim Brown. And they were saying how all season they've been running. And then right before the championship game, they thought they were going to run the ball. They passed the ball in a snowstorm. So.
Yeah, and they say in that Super Bowl, too, because he met up. It was like, it was very much a lot of what John Gruden had kind of installed there. So it was Bill Callahan just taking over. But, you know, that's still a formidable job. I don't take away from Bill Callahan for getting the Raiders to the Super Bowl. But a lot of it was just kind of put on his plate. Kind of like a Larry Coker type of deal back with Miami. Yeah,
Bruce in Kansas, I like that. Teams mess around in the NFL and let Palmer drop to third round. The Chiefs will take will make him the new cheetah. Bruce, I'm telling you, Trey Palmer is a gamer. Trey Palmer, you don't just wake up and break the record at Nebraska in 1 year.
I get that, but I'm also going to say
he could have smashed the record if Casey wouldn't have got hurt, healthy, yeah. He would have smashed the record.
And I do think his draft stock would have went up, too, if Casey didn't get hurt. And a lot of things might be quite different today if Casey did not get hurt. So it is – I mean, it's there. I can't look away from the fact that he got shut down to 1 yard against one of the, you know, a guy that's going to be playing on Sunday. So I think that there is some work to be done. And, you know, there are other schools around the nation. Just because you break their record at Nebraska and finally get 1,000 yards, there's going to be some 1,000-yard receivers out there across the nation.
I'm not saying that there's not going to be talented like him.
Yeah.
But you didn't have it at Nebraska already. Huh? A guy off the street on another team that was a second-tier guy on LSU football team came in off the street and starred. And we all figured, what would we do without Trey Palmer?
Yeah.
Would have been in a world of trouble. That's all I can say. Landscaper, I got that for you, man. I'll make sure Terrell gets that. That'd be a good deal. So we'll definitely get you handled on that one, my friend. Wilmot says, I think as long as the vision that Rule has matches what Mickey has, then he would be a tremendous for Nebraska to keep Mickey around. I mean, you got to understand whoever the offensive coordinator too, they've got to jive as well because you got to believe that. Steen says this. He's got to take advantage of record-breaking season at a name brand place like Nebraska. He knows he's lucky to have the results he did with the circumstances that this year brought. I would leave if I was him. Me too. Had a great year. You don't know what you're going to have next year. You have no idea. A place like Temple strives to send coaches on. They will never be able to compete financially with Power 5 jobs. But if someone wants your coach, that means your program is in a good position. Rule leaving Temple and leaving Baylor is nowhere near failure. It's a total success story in both instances of Temple and Baylor. I guess my question is, how did Temple do this year and how did Baylor do?
Well, why?
Huh?
Why are you asking that?
It's just a question.
Well, Temple is awful and Baylor didn't do great.
Oh, he left them universities well off. Leaving a university well off means your stamp, when he leaves here, we hope that his stamp lasts a lot longer than the 8 years that he's given.
Well, when Matt Rhule left Temple, that's not a place where people stay for long. They're hoping to use that as a stepping stone. Two coaches after Matt Rhule got Power 5 jobs after Matt Rhule did. Now, also keep in mind, Matt Rhule did not begin that. Four coaches total at Temple used Temple to get Power 5 jobs.
Wow. Sorry, Temple.
Well,
it happens like that. It happens that way.
Yeah,
get it.
For their program, that's success, is getting guys that are going to have success and move on.
Tosto says this. It would be ideal if during Rule's press conference, he said he's talked to Mickey and he'll be staying. Just get out of the way of the bat. Remember when they brought in Hoiberg and we all thought he'd tear it down and by year three we'd be good? I really hope Rule does amazing, but I'm so beat down anymore. I don't even know what to think. Listen, I felt that way the entire weekend. Like, I'm sick to my stomach. Only because I'm like, you know when you have something good going and it's like, brick wall. Not that Rule's not going to be good, but I thought that we had a good thing going with Mickey. That's all. So we'll see in the long run what that again, 130 is going to unlock a lot of doors that we've got all these questions for. 130 should unlock the doors on what his plan is, what's his vision. We've heard this. Guys that have a good memory and have been around for 20 years, how many times have we heard this? Four times?
Yeah.
Okay. Anthony says this. On the surface, I take in Kalen DeBoer over both. Climbed the ranks, seen success, and is on an unpaid or upward trajectory. Knows the Midwest. Okay. Jesse the Plumber. I really wish some fans and former players would think less based on emotions and more with their heads regarding Mickey not getting the head coaching position. We are, Jesse the Plumber. Rule may be better than Fickell in hindsight someday, but I think Fickell just ahead of Rule. I don't think he would leave Cincy.
Huh? Who? Fickell?
It sounds like that.
Yeah, he left.
Yeah, he's gone.
He's leaving, yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to Wisconsin.
Yeah.
Big Ten country.
Which is
for $6 million.
For both of them, it's very interesting because Nebraska and Wisconsin, the biggest thing you have to worry about if either of them succeed is the Big Ten taking those coaches. Matt Rule played at Penn State. If Penn State comes open and he does well at Nebraska,
that's what I'm saying.
Might run.
Do you think
Luke Fickell the same with Ohio State?
Do you really and truly think that Matt Rule with an 8-year deal would leave and go to Penn State?
He's not stayed anywhere more than 4 years.
I know, but I don't think he's ever got $9 million either.
Well, yeah, but I mean, obviously, at that point in time, he would be, you know, if you're moving on, if he's moving on to Penn State, he's going to get a solid contract there.
I don't know what Rico's talking
about. By solid, I mean more than what he's making now.
VJ, it's hard to tell. It's hard to tell until I think you get a season worth of coaching and development. But Rule played in the Big Ten. So am I. He knows toughness, but we'll see. Just because you play in the Big Ten, coaching and playing is two different things. We talk about that all the time. You talk about, guys that play. I'm not saying he walked on at Penn State and played. I get that part. You know what I mean? That takes some heart, some effort, and willpower to do that, right? I'm hoping that he does everything that puts us on a trajectory to be at least win the West.
Yeah.
If we're talking of like you're talking when you say everywhere he's been, it's tough build the first year. If we go 3-9, is that a failure or is that success?
If you got the same record that you had the previous year.
Well, no, you didn't have that record because we were 4-8 this year.
Okay, if you want to say 3-9, okay.
Mickey was 3-6.
That's right.
So if we go 3-9 next year, is that a success?
It's not a success regardless of what you're doing there, but I'm again – I can't get too mad about somebody. Like, you're impressed with somebody's resume. You hire them. And then they start the same way they do that it shows on the resume. That's what you hired. Yeah. I can't be mad at you if you have a bad year one. Yeah, that's what we hired.
Yeah, well. Thomas and Lincoln says, do we think Matt Rule will sacrifice Lil Red?
Hey, Herbie's getting a new look. We know that.
Hey, Lil Red, you're on the chopping block, buddy. Hey, just like everybody else that walked through the Memorial Stadium today. What's that walk when they say they walk the green mile? Is that the green mile?
I don't know.
You have to walk the green mile, yeah, right?
Like the shame?
Yeah, the movie Green Mile when he had to walk on his way to execution, the green mile.
Yeah. I think so, yeah.
Some people ain't getting ready to survive today down there at the university.
You don't think Lil Red's going to make it?
I don't know.
Are you talking about assistant coaches?
I'm talking period. Hmm. Listen.
New sheriff in town.
There's a new rule in town.
Yeah.
Okay. And it's Matt's rule. So everybody that's in there, all their necks is on the line right now. That's just how I feel. I feel like with hiring Matt Rule, Rule's going to be able to come in and do what he wants. And he has to have all his people. It didn't matter to me who's there. Whoever's a head coach better have his own people that he trusts, cares, and likes. Mm-hmm. Period. And I'll give you 9 million reasons why he'll be able to do that. A lot. Let's see. Here we go. Chris says this. Rule is not better than Fickell, and this is embarrassing paying him $9 million. Trevor Albers has lost a lot of credibility to me. This is the same guy that brought Whipple in. There is no way Frost brought Whipple in. He has no clue. I hope Rule works out, though. Done. Okay, so let me go back and read it, DJ and Lincoln. I'm just going to read your whole deal. So Trev is out to sabotage the university and his own job, correct? That's what I'm saying. Who said that? 8 years is definitely a contract. I'm not making any projections, but he is the new coach, and he has my support, and I want nothing but success for him. It's all I can do as a fan. So Trev is out to – huh? What? What? DJ, come with something else. Call in, DJ. I want to talk to you. Rule versus Fickle. Only time will tell. Got to get some beef up front on both sides. 5 wins next year at best. Damn! Did you ever think if Mickey was the job that we'd be talking about 5 years at best?
Man, I mean, 3-6 isn't
stop
great.
It. No, 3-6 isn't great. We're 4-8, by the way.
Yeah.
But 3-6 isn't great, but we're on our way, buddy. We're on our way. No?
Maybe. I mean, the Iowa, they would have won that Iowa game, you know, 35-14. Maybe.
Hey, listen, I got 60 texts to get to in 30 minutes. We'll be right back. It's the Ticket, 93.7. The Captain.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Pro Savings Days are back at Lowe's. My Lowe's Pro Rewards members save even more with limited-time doorbuster deals. Save $5 on 24-count Contractor's Choice 42-gallon trash bags, now just $14.78. Plus, get your choice select DeWalt Elite Series saw blades for $9.98. Not a Pro Rewards member? Join for free today at Lowe's. Valid through 9/17. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.